I would like to summarize one important point from yesterday's seminar, which we need in order to continue today's session.
Sada bih želela da sumiram jednu jako značajnu poentu iz jučerašnjeg predavanja koja nam je bitna za današnje seminar.
One of the greatest prerequisites in obtaining blessings is that we place ourselves in a position of receiver.
Jedan od velikih preduslova za dobijanje blagoslova jeste da se stavimo u položaj onoga koji će ih dobiti.
Just like water always comes from a higher altitude and flows to a lower altitude, in the same way blessings flow always from a superior person whom we approach in a very humble state of mind.
I kao što voda uvek teče sa viših visina ka nižim, isto tako I blagoslovi uvek dolaze od osobe koja je na višem položaju I idu ka onome ko prilazi sa poniznim stavom.
In other words, to obtain blessings, we must come into a position of humility and also in a position where we can offer respect.
A drugim rečima to znači da bismo dobili blagoslove trebamo se staviti u ponizan položaj I trebamo pružiti poštovanje.
I would say one of the very great differences between the modern time and the old times is that the old times were times where people learned to give respect to nature, to each other and to God.
Rekao bih da je jedna od velikih razlika između ovih modernih vremena I starih vremena ta što su ljudi u ta davna vremena jednostavno učili da odaju poštovanje prirodi jedni drugima I Bogu.
Whereas in the modern times, people due to their insecurity always demand respect in order to increase their self-worth.
S druge strane, u moderno vreme ljudi uglavnom zahtevaju poštovanje zbog svojih nesigurnosti kako bi dobili samopouzdanje, samopoštovanje.
In this year, in the summer of this year, I visited South Africa and of course also was very interested in the old Zulu culture.
Ja sam nešto ranije ovog leta posjetio Južnu Afriku I bio sam jako zainteresovan za Zulu kulturu.
It's very interesting in Zulu language, the name of God is Ulunkulu, and Ulunkulu means the one who owns millions of cows.
I bilo je jako zanimljivo to što se na jeziku plemena Zulu Bog kaže Ulunkulu, a Ulunkulu...
Ulunkulu.
Ulunkulu.
Yes.
A to u stvari znači Bog koji ima milione krava.
Gopa. Now on my way back from Cape Town, no, Johannesburg to Frankfurt, I was in an airplane where the stewards and stewardesses were mostly Zulu people.
Ja sam na svom putu od Johannesburga do Frankfurta bio u avionu gde su stewardi I stewardese bili uglavnom osobe iz Zulu naroda.
And one of the stewardesses saw me drinking water like we drink water from up to down.
I jedna od stewardesi Zulu naroda, ona me je videla kako pijem vodu na način na koji mi bakte to pijemo, znači onako iz visa.
And she immediately said, oh, you must be a person of the old times.
I ona je odmah rekla, o, ti mora da si neka osoba starih vremena.
I recognize you.
Ja sam te prepoznala.
We Zulus are also members of the old times.
I mi iz plemena Zulu, mi smo također ljudi starih vremena.
See, when Here I may be dressed like a person of the modern times.
Ja ne rekla, vidiš, ovdje sam ja možda obučena kao osoba modernog vremena.
But when I come to my village.
Ali kada ja dođem u svoje selo.
When I drink water.
I kada pijem vodu.
I kneel down.
Ja kleknem.
As a respect, a sign of respect for Ulunkulu.
U znak poštovanja prema Ulunkulu.
And then with great respect I will drink like this.
I onda ću sa velikim poštovanjem piti vodu na taj način.
Just like you.
Upravo kao i ti.
Never give up the old ways. They are the successful ways.
Nikada nemoj da napustiš te stare načine, zato što su to načini za uspeh.
If I don't show respect in my village, I'm thrown out of the village, although I have more money than anyone due to my being stewardess.
I ako ne pokažem poštovanje u svom selu, ja ću onda biti izbačena iz sela, iako imam možda jako mnogo više novca nego drugi, zahvaljujući tome što sam stewardess.
When you show respect, my dear monk. She was a beautiful young Zulu girl, but she said, when you show respect, my dear monk, God will give you blessings.
I ona je bila prelepa devojka iz plemena Zulu, ali mi je rekla, kada pokažeš poštovanje, moj dragi monahu, onda će ti Bog dati svoje blagoslove.
I felt so inspired by this Zulu person that I gave her a book, The Art of Transformation. I think she will love that very much.
Ja sam bio tako inspirisan od strane ove devojke iz naroda Zulu, tako da sam joj dao knjigu koja se zove Moć transformacije i mislim da će se jako dopasti.
Yes, the old cultures knew to give respect, and by giving respect they would in turn receive blessings.
Ove stare kulture su u stvari znale kako da ukažu poštovanje, a time što bi ukazali poštovanje, onda bi primili blagoslove.
In Vedic India there were 8 reasons for someone to give respect to another person.
I u staroj, u vedskoj Indiji, bilo je 8 razloga zbog kojih bi osoba ukazala poštovanje.
The first reason was this person has attained the valuable human form of life. Let me respect him or her.
I prvi razlog je bio taj, ova osoba je dostigla tako redak oblik života kao što je ljudski i zato želim da mu ukažem svoje poštovanje.
The second reason was, it's called Satgatamatir Mayada, because a person has culture of some sort.
A drugi razlog je bio taj što ta osoba ima kulturu neke vrste.
Now the third reason for us to offer respect in the Vedic culture was because a person had obtained a certain position.
A treći razlog u vedskoj kulturi zbog koga bismo ukazali poštovanje bio je taj zato što je osoba dostigla određeni položaj.
Like for instance a king or a person who is in a highly placed position in society where he wields influence over others.
Kao na primjer kralj koji ima jako visok položaj u društvu i ima uticaj nad mnogim ljudima.
This respect even is given to the king of the animals, the lion or a powerful animal.
I ovakvo poštovanje ukazuje se čak i lavu koji je kralj životinja ili bilo koje moćne životinje.
I think I told you once how Srila Prabhupada went on a morning walk through the zoo in Bhuvaneshwara and arrived at the lion's cage.
I mislim da sam vam rekao kako jednom Srila Prabhupada otišao u posjetu zoološkom vrtu u Bhuvaneshwaru i onda je došao do lavlje kaveza.
Now one of his disciples went ahead and began teasing the lion to provoke him.
I onda je jedan od njegovih učenika prišao u tom kavezu i počeo da zadirkuje lava i da ga provocira.
And Srila Prabhupada forbade him and he said, don't do it, after all he is the lion.
I Srila Prabhupada mu je to zabranio i rekao mu je, nemoj to da radiš, nakon svega on je ipak lav.
When I was in Africa this time, I went to the wild lions, you know, where they roam around wild. You could drive with a car into this area, which was which was an area of a few kilometers, and it was fenced.
I kada sam bio ove godine u Africi, ja sam otišao u područje gdje ima lavova, ali koji se čuvaju u ograđenom prostoru, tako da vi možete proći kroz taj prostor kolima.
I wanted to find out why Prabhupada had paid respect to the lion.
Ja sam želela da otkrijem zašto je Šrila Prabhupada dodavao poštovanje lavu.
So we drove with our car, it was a white Mercedes, into you know, where all these lions were walking and sleeping and whatever lions do.
I onda smo se mi vozili tim svojim kolima, belim Mercedesom, kroz to područje gdje su lavovi spavali, šetali i radili već sve ono što lavovi rade.
Many of them must have eaten a very hearty breakfast, so they were very lazy and just lying around digesting. Like devotees after the Sunday feast.
I mnogi od njih su imali jako težak doručak, tako da su bili onako okolo lenji i odmarali su upravo onako kako se bakte odmaraju nakon nedeljnog fista.
So we were highly disappointed, and although the people had forbidden us to open the windows, we just opened the windows and we made a little a sound which we knew would be a new sound for them.
I onda smo mi bili jako razočarani, tako da smo, iako smo bili upozoreni na to da ne smemo da otvaramo prozore, mi smo otvorili jako malo prozor i onda smo napravili zvuk karatelima za koji smo znali da će on biti nov za lavove.
Now the moment you lower down the window, your car doesn't stink any longer like benzene and iron, but it smells like sweet human meat.
Ali u trenutku kada vi spustite svoj prozor, onda vaša kola ne mirišu više na benzin i na gvožđe, već mirišu na slatko ljudsko meso.
The lion, two lions, immediately ran towards us.
I onda su dva lava odmah dotrčala do nas.
And they looked at us.
I oni su nas gledali.
And the moment they looked at us, I could understand what is a lion.
I onda u tom trenutku kada su nas pogledali, ja sam shvatio šta je lav.
It was just so wild.
On je bio tako divalj.
So extremely intense and penetrating.
Tako jako intenzivan i prodoran.
We entirely forgot that we were in a car. We just felt totally defenseless, hopeless, forlorn and extremely humble.
I onda u tom trenutku mi smo potpuno zaboravili da se nalazimo u kolima i osjećali smo se potpuno bespomoćno, bez ikakve odbrane i potpuno ponizno.
I immediately remembered Mahodari Prema Mataji when she was singing in Nityananda Bhajan band.
Ja sam se onda odmah setio Mahodari Prema Mataji dok je ona pevala u Nityananda Bhajan bandu i to je bilo jako onako aktivno.
What power!
Koja snaga!
What intensity!
Koja intenzivnost!
It was, I immediately paid my respect to the lions and I thought, yes, you are really, what is in the Bhagavad Gita described, vibhuti, you reflect part of the potency of God.
Ja sam onda odmah ukazao svoje poštovanje lavovima i shvatio sam da oni stvarno predstavljaju vibhuti, odnosno da su predstavnici snage Boga.
By that time the lion started rocking at the car.
Ali u tom trenutku taj lav je krenuo da se naslanja na kolo.
If they wanted, they could have just turned over our car and then just taken first Gaurahari, sweet Gaurahari, for an appetizer. And then they would have gone to a bitter Sachinanda Swami for the main meal.
I da su samo želeli, mogli su odmah da prevrnu ta naša kola i onda prvo da dograbe slatko Gaurahariya kao predjelo, a onda da krenu na glavno jelo na Sachinanda Swami.
Yes, and I could understand why we should respect the lion and not just make like
I onda sam ja odmah mogla da shvatim zašto treba da poštujemo lava, a ne da ga provociramo.
Again, the tenth canto it is described part of the Lord's potency goes into animals, the king, the Himalayan mountains, the shark in the ocean.
I u desetom pevanju Šrimad Bhagavatama je objašnjeno da deo gospodinove moći ide u životinje, u kralja, u planine Himalaje.
Yes, and that is why we can respect.
I to je razlog zbog koga možemo da im odamo poštovanje.
When you stand next to people who have an extraordinary amount of charisma and therefore can wield an influence over others, you can understand here is the ability in this person, that's Krishna.
I kada se nalazite pored osobe koja ima jako izuzetnu karizmu i koja može da utiče na druge osobe, onda vi jednostavno možete da shvatite, da, to je Krishna.
Let's go on in the letter of showing respect.
I hajde sada da idemo dalje ovim stepenicama pokazivanja, ukazivanja poštovanja.
We respect a person because of jnana maya, da? He has knowledge, if someone has knowledge.
Mi takođe ukazujemo poštovanje osobama koje imaju znanje.
And the fifth reason to of a respect is because sadguna maya, da? Someone has good qualities, maybe like a brahmana.
A peti razlog za ukazivanje poštovanja jeste što osoba posjeduje dobre osobine poput brahmane.
The Manu Samhita says if you do not it in Kali Yuga it's very difficult sometimes to make a decision which is rightful and just extremely correct. And if you but if you need to make a decision you should adopt the following method.
I u Manu Samhiti je rečeno da je u Kali Jugi izuzetno teško doneti pravu i stvarnu odluku, ali ako to želite da uradite, onda bi trebalo da usvojite sledeći metod.
You should go to six brahmanas and ask them for their advice to the particular situation which is quizzable for you. That means you don't know how to deal with it.
I znači da bi trebalo da odete do šest brahmana i da ih onda pitate šta da radite u toj situaciji koja vama nije jasna, koja vam je zbunjujuća.
I would encourage you to do this when you are just about to make a decision which is difficult for you to make because you can't really see what is the best way to do. Just ask six brahmanas and usually you will get the right perspective.
I ja bih vam savjetovao da to uradite kada ste u takvoj situaciji, kada vam baš nije najjasnije šta da radite, jer onda ako odete kod tih šest brahmana, na kraju ćete dobiti pravu perspektivu.
And the sixth and seventh reason to offer respect is vanamatiya mayada and ashramatiya mayada. You offer respect because someone is either in his vana or in his ashram.
I šesti i sedmi razlog za odavanje poštovanja jeste to što se ta osoba nalazi u svojoj varni ili u svom ašramu.
One of my friends is married for 40 years. He's a grihasta.
I jedan od mojih prijatelja, on je grihasta i oženjen je već 40 godina.
I think he deserves respect.
Ja mislim da on zaslužuje poštovanje.
You know, even in devotional circles, to find out a couple who stays together is really like the search for the last dinosaurier.
Znate, čak i među baktama, tražiti osobe koje su tako dugo u braku jeste kao potraga za poslednjim dinosaurusom.
Yes. New times, modern times.
Moderna vremena.
So yes, we can respect a grihasta.
Da, znači možemo poštovati grihaste.
Now, up until here, we had social reasons to offer respect.
I sve do ovde mi imamo društvene razloge za ukazivanje poštovanja.
Reasons so that the society of human beings can go on.
Tako da ljudsko društvo može ići dalje.
I think you can understand if you don't respect authorities like governmental authorities who put down some laws of human existence, then how will human society go on?
Ja pretpostavljam da je vama jasno da ako ne poštujete zakone koje na primjer postavila država, kako onda možemo da očekujemo da će ljudsko društvo i dalje funkcionisati?
In our society, in our very small ISKCON society, we also have a governmental institution, the GBC, and we are all expected to follow these laws so that an international movement can move on and not just go helter-skelter.
I mi kao jedno malo društvo, kao društvo VACT-a, imamo također tu upravljačku instituciju, GBC, i od nas se očekuje da mi poštujemo zakone koje oni donose, zato jednostavno iz razloga da ne bi sve otišlo u haos.
For material life we need this.
I za materijalni život tako nešto je neophodno.
But for our spiritual life we need to become dependent and offer respect to those who have bhakti in their hearts.
Ali za naš duhovni život bitno je da odamo poštovanje onima koji imaju bhakti u svom srcu.
Bhakti matiya maryada. This is the eighth reason in the Vedic culture to offer respect. It is to offer respect because someone has a lot of lubav or bhakti in his heart.
I ovo je u vedskom društvu osmi razlog za odavanje poštovanja i to je razlog kada osoba ima jako puno ljubavi ili bhakti u svome srcu.
That doesn't mean that we should disrespect the authorities of the material life like parents or school teachers, or university teachers or whatever. But it means we should give supreme importance to those who have bhakti, because our goal is spiritual development.
I to ne znači da ne bi trebalo da ukažemo poštovanje nekim materijalnim autoritetima, poput roditelja, poput učitelja u školi ili na univerzitetu, već znači da bi trebalo da stavimo najveći značaj na te autoritete koji imaju bhakti zato što mi imamo duhovni cilj pred nama.
I remember in the beginning I didn't understand this point.
Ja se sećam da ja na početku nisam razumeo ovu poentu.
I just had no respect for material authorities.
I jednostavno nisam imao nikakvog poštovanja za materijalne autoritete.
I said, my dear parents, I have news for you. You are not my parents.
I ja sam rekao, moji roditelji, imam vesti za vas. Vi niste moji roditelji.
It is Krishna who is the seed-giving father and material nature who is the mother.
Krishna je onaj koji je otac koji daje seme, a materijalna priroda je ona koja je majka.
Now I think we should respect our parents. I'm a little bit more mature.
A sada ipak mislim da bi trebalo da poštujemo svoje roditelje, zato što eto sad sam malo više zreo.
Yes. See, even if we learn to give respect in the material world, that will create some sattvic situation.
I onda kada naučimo da ukazujemo poštovanje u materijalnom svetu, to će nam dati neko sattvičko okruženje u vrlini.
And this giving respect gives the situation for on which we can build our spiritual life.
A takvo okruženje u vrlini daje nam situaciju na osnovu na kojoj možemo da sagradimo naš duhovni život.
Especially when we learn to give respect to the sadhus, the devotees who can give us bhakti.
A to se specijalno odnosi na to kada naučimo da odajemo poštovanje sadhuima, bhaktama, koji nam mogu dati bhakti.
Even the Supreme Lord once gave an example how important it is to offer respect.
Čak je i svevišnji gospodin jednom dao primjer koliko je važno odavati poštovanje.
To saintly people.
Svetim osobama.
See, there was the Rajasurya offering or sacrifice where King Yudhishthira was officially recognized to be the emperor of the whole entire world.
Eto vidite, dešavalo se to Rajasurya žrtvovanje, gdje je bio i kralj Yudhishthir koji je zvanično bio priznat za kralja čitavog sveta.
All the kings of the world had given their consent. Yes, we accept Yudhishthira Maharaj as the emperor.
I svi kraljevi koji su postojali, oni su dali svoj pristanak i rekli su da, kralju Yudhishthiru, mi te prihvatamo za svog kralja.
All the saints of the universe had come.
I svi sveci univerzuma su došli.
Bhishma was the cook for all of them.
A Bhishma je bio kuvar za sve njih.
And Duryodhan was engaged in counting the Lakshmi. Because he was a little materialistic.
A Duryodhan, on je bio uključen u brojanje Lakshmija zato što je ipak bio malo materialistički nastrojen.
The venerable gurus of the Kuru dynasty Bhishma and Drona were responsible for the comfort of the hosts.
A Bhishma i Drona, koji su bili poštovani učitelji guru i kuru dinastije, oni su bili zaduženi za udobnost svih prisutnih.
Mathura Kishori does this, huh? You have the responsibility to take care of all the devotees, see that they have enough blankets and very good hot water for showering.
A Mathura Kishori je ovdje kod nas zaduženo za to i brine se da svi imaju dovoljno ćevadi i dovoljno tople vode za tuširanje.
So you follow in the footsteps of great grandfather Bhishma and Dronacharya.
Tako da ti slediš stope velikih učitelja kao što su Bhishma i Dronacharya.
And Draupadi, who also Bhishma and Drona were greeting the guests and Draupadi took care of the guests' accommodations.
Bhishma i Drona su u stvari dočekivali goste, a Draupadi se brinula za njihovu udobnost.
And you know what was Krishna's job?
A da li znate šta je bio Krišnin posao?
He washed the feet of all the guests, correct?
On je prao stopala svih gostiju. Tačno.
Amazing.
Zadivljujući.
So then the brahmanas did their part, that is, they conducted an elaborate yagya.
I onda su također i brahmane odradile svoj deo posla i vodili su tu zadivljujuću jagju.
All the higher beings of the universe were there, the devatas, to receive the offerings, the fire.
I sva viša bića univerzuma su bila tamo devate kako bi prihvatili te ponude koje su bile ponuđene u žrtvovanju.
And at the end of the yagya, if it was successful, it was expected that one bell would ring automatically.
I onda na kraju jagje, ako je ona bila uspešna, bilo očekivano da se začuje jedno zvono.
But automatically.
Znači automatski to bi se
desilo. No one would ring the bell.
Niko ne bi povukao to zvono, ono bi se jednostavno glasilo.
That would be the proof that the yagya was successful in all respects.
I to bi bio dokaz da je jagja bila uspešna u svim aspektima.
Everyone looked at the end of the yagya to the bell.
I na kraju jagje svi su gledali u to zvono.
But the sound of the bell was not coming.
Ali zvuk od tog zvona nije dolazio.
Yudhishthira asked, my dear Lord Krishna, why is the bell silent?
I Yudhishthir je pitao, moj dragi Krishna, zašto je ovo zvono čutljivo?
Krishna said, well, your yagya will only be successful if you offer respect to a sadhu.
I onda je Krišna odgovorio, tvoja jagija će biti uspešna jedino onda ako odeš poštovanje sadu.
Bhishma said, no problem, Bhima Sena said, no problem, we get you a sadhu. And he went out into the forest where there was some simple hermit and he just said, come along, we have to respect you.
I onda je Bhima rekao, ma nema problema, sad ćeš ti dobiti svog sadhu. I onda otišao u šumu, našao je tamo jednog pustinjaka i rekao, molim te dođi sa mnom zato što želimo da ti ukažemo poštovanje.
In the meantime, Draupadi had cooked an elaborate feast to be offered to the sadhu.
A u međuvremenu Draupadi je skuvala jedan ogroman feast koji je trebalo da bude ponuđen sadhu.
Bhima said, here, eat this.
I Bhima je rekao, evo, sedi ovdje i pojedi ovo.
And the sadhu said, no need, I'm just eating a few roots, I'm not accustomed to this luxurious feast, I will pass a lot of air afterwards, it is, my food is root.
I onda je taj pustinjak rekao, ali nema potrebe, ja sam navikao da jedem samo izvesno korenje, i ako pojedem ovakav fist, onda ću samo puštati gasove i neće biti uopšte dobro.
Eat.
Jedi.
So the sadhu had to eat.
I onda je sadhu morao da jede.
When he was finished, everyone looked at the bell.
I onda kad je sadhu završio, svi su pogledali u zvon.
But no sound was coming.
Ali nije dolazio nikakav zvuk.
What's wrong? Said Krishna.
Šta nije u redu? Rekao je Krishna.
No, what's wrong? Said Yudhishthira and asked Krishna.
Šta nije u redu? Rekao je Yudhishthir, pitao je Krishna.
Krishna said, well, in your effort to offer respect to the sadhu, you were not successful.
I onda je Krishna rekao, pa u tom tvom naporu da zadovoljiš sadhu, a ti nisi bio uspešan.
One of you was offensive.
I jedan od vas je bio uvredljiv.
So everyone thought, of course, Bhima.
I onda su svi mislili, pa naravno Bhima.
But no, Krishna said, I believe it's Draupadi.
Ali Krishna rekao, ne, mislim da je u pitanju Draupadi.
Yeah, but what could I do? I cooked such a nice feast and this this very civilized sadhu took all the preparations and just mixed them together and then ate them.
A Draupadi je onda rekla, ali što sam ja mogla da radim? Ja sam skuvala tako jedan lep fist, a onda je došao taj civilizovani svetac i onda je pomešao sve te preparacije zajedno i to je onda tako počastio.
Like in India, you pre-digest the food by, you know, taking the sabji and then mixing it with the rice and then the digestion is aided.
U Indiji je u stvari običaj da se, da se započne varenje na taj način što ćete prstima prvo smeljati sabđi, pomešati ga sa rižom i onda je to pomoć varenju.
He took all my very nice preparations and made one big unity soup from it.
I on je jednostavno uzeo sve moje preparacije i onda je napravio jednu veliku supu jedinstva od svega toga.
Krishna said you have to get him again and satisfy him this time.
I Krishna rekao moraš da ga pozoveš opet i da ga zadovoljiš ovog puta.
Bhima, please bring him, but bring him politely.
Bhima, molim te dovedi ga ovog puta, budi malo ljubazan.
So with great effort Bhima brought the sadhu. Draupadi cooked again, the sadhu again, mixed it in his own style, and then ate it, and afterwards he was very satisfied, and the bell ring, 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 ring.
I onda je Bhima uz veliki trud opet doveo tog sadhua nazad, i sadhu je opet pomešao sve preparacije, onda je sve to pojeo, i ovog puta zvono je krenulo da zvoni.
The point is, by the blessing of a saint, the yagya became successful.
I poenta ove priče jeste da je uz pomoć blagoslova svete osobe ova jagja bila uspešna.
Yes, we have to take care of all the normal areas of respect. But ultimately we have to learn to give respect to those who have bhakti in their hearts.
Da, istina da mi treba da naučimo da ukazujemo poštovanje u svim područjima, ali na kraju krajeva ono što je bitno jeste da naučimo da odajemo poštovanje onima koji imaju bhakti u svome srcu.
The Vedic scriptures learn and teach us also social aspects, that is to be polite, to be a gentleman and a gospoda, a lady, in our ordinary dealings, but then there will be some sanity in society, and not a chaos, but ultimately they aim our respect to the spiritual, in the spiritual direction.
I vedski pisci nas podučavaju da treba da budemo gospodini i gospođi, da ukazujemo poštovanje u materijalnom svetu, kako bi materijalnom društvu vladao razum, a ne neki haos, ali na kraju krajeva bitno je da ukažemo poštovanje onima koji imaju duhovni.
I want to request you to look a little bit into your life.
Ja bih želela da vas zamolim da malo pogledate u svoj život.
Whom do you respect in your life?
Koga vi poštujete u svom životu?
Could we hear some examples?
Da li bismo mogli da čujemo neki primjer?
But please don't speak theoretically, but personally.
Ali molim vas, nemojte da vaši odgovori budu teoretski, nego bi bilo dobro da budu lične prirode.
Where do you feel actually a feeling of deep respect?
Gde u stvari osjećate duboko osjećanje poštovanja?
Devashina Radha.
Could
you also give the reason why you feel respect?
Devashina Radha prabhu, on osjeća poštovanje prema bhaktama Sankirtana, a zašto? Zato što kada on sam ide u Sankirtan, onda mu je nekada jako teško i zato ima puno poštovanja prema onima koji to rade.
It's not an easy question I see for you.
Nije lako pitanje za vas, vidim.
Ogi. Well, yes, always give the reason. Why do you feel reason? Because he gives you freedom of your choice.
Bhakta Ogi, on kaže da ima poštovanje za svog oca, zato što mu otac dozvoljava da se bavi svesnošću Krišne i dopušta mu da ima slobodu izbora. Ja imam puno, Shyamai Mataji, ona kaže da ima puno poštovanja prema poniznim baktama, zato što je oni uče najvažnije lekcije u njenom životu.
Madisha. Gets up early, yes, and comes to Mangal Arati.
Manisha Mataji, ona kaže da ima poštovanja prema jednom bhakti iz Splita koji već dugo, dugo godina redovno dolazi stalno na Mangal Arati.
By the way, on Manisha's point, Prabhupada said if someone comes for 12 years every day to Mangal Arati without fail, everything he says will be the truth. Prabhupada kaže.
I što se tiče ove Manišine izjave, Šila Prabhupad kaže da osoba koja 12 godina dolazi na Mangal Arati bez izuzetka, sve što ta osoba kaže bit će istina.
I mean, if he just one day is sick or so, and that's all right, you know, but you know, the general, yes, we immediately become respectful, isn't it, Manisha? It's immediately, oh yeah, yeah, he is convinced like this, yeah.
Znači, ako se baš sad nekog jutra ne osjeća dobro, ako je bolestan, onda je to okej, okay, ali znači, kao što kažemo Niša, odmah imamo poštovanja za takvu osobu.
Yes, Bhakti Granta Prabhu.
I will speak about the first person who came to my mind, this is Iveshvara Prabhu, because he is one of the most senior devotees here and he is very sick also now. And today I can see also in the kitchen preparing everything for tomorrow. And he's always enthusiastic to serve and visiting devotees and to travel and to teach his private life on the side. Ovaj prvi bhakta koji je došao u moj ume ovako iskreno, to je Vešvara Prabhu. Jer ja ga znam jedan od najstarijih bhakta u cijeloj bivšoj jugoslovenskoj jatri. I ovaj, iako već malo stariji, onako i bolestan dosta, ovaj, vidio sam ga opet neko je danas ušao u kuhinju, neko prethodnih dana je bio dosta bolestan i pripremao se već za sutra i samo putuje, propoveda, tako radi sa bhaktama i uvijek je tu djelječno za to.
Yes.
Njemu pomoću stranje grupom učitelj učavljam svojim primjerom.
I have a lot of respect for spiritual masters who teach us with their example.
So I think you can understand. Tathagata, you had one last bit. I saw you.
Well, I have respect for all the devotees who have been through so much in their life, but they still go on doing service.
I Tathagata Mataji, ona kaže da ima jako puno poštovanja prema starijim baktama koji su prošli kroz toliko toga, a i dalje nastavljaju sa svojom službom.
So, I think you can understand that these devotees who spoke about respect can receive very easily from these people some blessings or some knowledge or help.
I mislim da vam je jasno da svi ovi bhakti koji su govorili o ukazivanju poštovanja, da oni od tih osoba mogu da dobiju blagoslove, znanje ili pomoć.
You can just see Bhakti Granta coming to Iveshvara, and Iveshvara, when whatever he will tell Bhakti Granta, Bhakti Granta will take it very serious.
I vi možete već to da vidite kako Bhakti Granta prilazi Vešvari i što god da mu i Vešvara kaže, onda će to Bhakti Granta uzeti jako ozbiljno, shvatiti jako ozbiljno.
Or when Manisha meets her Mangal Aratik star, then she will be automatically in the position to just hear from him any good advices, because she feel she has that right, it's the right relationship to receive blessings.
Ili možete da zamislite Manišu koja kada sretne svoju zvezdu Mangalaratija, automatski će biti u tom položaju da može da primi savet ili blagoslov.
The blessings by the people whom we respect will fall on fertile grounds, in other words.
I u stvari blagoslovi osoba koje poštujemo će pasti na plodno tlo, drugim rečima.
Whereas blessings or good advices from people whom we do not respect will not blossom forth in our hearts.
A s druge strane, blagoslovi osoba koje ne poštujemo ili ne cenimo, njihovi blagoslovi neće procvetati u našem srcu.
This brings us to our next subject.
I ovo nas dovodi do naše sljedeće teme.
The greatest obstacle in obtaining blessings.
Odnosno, do najveće prepreke na u primanju blagoslova.
This greatest obstacle is pride.
I ova najveća prepreka jeste ponos.
There are four types of pride.
I postoje četiri vrste ponosa.
Pride because of one's good birth.
Ponos zbog nečijeg dobrog rođenja.
Pride because of one's beauty.
Ponos zbog nečije lepote.
Have you ever tried to preach to one Mrs. Universe? Very difficult.
I da li ste ikada probali da propovedete jednoj mis lepote? To je jako teško.
Pride because of one's learning.
Ponos zbog nečije učenosti.
And finally, pride because of one's wealth.
I konačno ponos zbog nečijeg bogatstva.
Someone who is infected by these four types of pride is not able to receive blessings.
I osoba koja je zaražena sa ove četiri vrste ponosa nije u stanju da primi blagoslove.
Pride is described to be the royal road to hell.
I ponos je opisan kao kraljevski put u pakao.
It brings intoxication of the mind, bewilderment of the mind.
I ponos doprinosi intoksikaciji, zbunjenju uma.
And pride finally brings about a type of bondage, a type of blindness really, so that the person cannot move on.
I ponos također doprinosi jednoj vrsti vezanosti, jednoj vrsti slepila zbog koje osoba ne može da napreduje.
Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam addresses this point to the imprisoned kings.
I gospodin Krishna, on u Srimad Bhagavatamu govori o ovoj temi zarobljenim kraljevima.
He says, Haihaya, Nahusha, Vena, Ravan, Naraka and many other rulers of demigods, men and demons fell from their elevated positions because of infatuation, that is, intoxication with material opulence.
I on onda nabraja mnoge kraljeve demona, poput Ravane, i kaže da su oni pali sa svojih položaja zato što su bili zaraženi tim ponosom zbog svog položaja.
This pride makes you blind.
I ovaj ponos vas čini slepim.
And you feel when you are infected by pride, I can take charge of my own life as much as I want.
I onda kada ste ponosni, onda imate taj osjećaj, ja mogu da preuzmem kontrolu nad svojim životom na koji god način to želim.
I do not need help.
Ja ne trebam nikakvu pomoć.
I do not wish advice.
Ja ne želim nikakav savjet.
The pride just blocks your whole spiritual personality so that nothing, no advice can move you.
I ponos blokira čitavu vašu duhovnu ličnost tako da nijedan savjet ne može da vas dotakne.
Our Western civilization is a civilization which advances in this pride.
I naša zapadna civilizacija je upravo civilizacija koja napreduje u takvom ponosu.
And because it has become so mad with pride, it quickly goes down.
I zato što je postala luda od takvog ponosa, ona jako brzo ide dole.
Do you know why Ravana was vanquished?
I da li znate zašto je Ravana bio uništen?
Because of his pride.
Zbog njegovog ponosa.
He had waged war on the higher planetary systems and he was successful. He had a son who even defeated Indra and therefore was called Indrajit.
I on je vodio rat na višim na planetama i bio u tome uspešan, imao je čak i sina koji je pobedio i samog Indru i koji se zato zvao Indrajit.
Yes. Finally, he had taken the nine planetary planets and forced them to become steps to his royal throne.
I onda je na kraju čak uzeo i devet planeta i primora ih da budu stepenici ka njegovom kraljevskom tronu.
Every day he would step on the moon and on the sun.
I svakog dana bi jednostavno koračao po mesecu i po suncu.
One day Narada Muni visited him and said, this demon, we have to finish him destroy him.
Jednog dana ga je posjetio Narada Muni i rekao je, ovaj demon mi moramo da ga uništimo i da ga privedemo kraju.
And he made a plan.
I onda je on napravio plan.
He approached Saturn.
On je prišao Saturn.
The planet who brings all this unfortune.
Planeti koja uvek donosi lošu sreću.
Saturn, I can't believe that you let this demon become so influential.
Saturn, ne mogu da verujem da si pustio ovog demona da postane tako uticajan.
He steps on you.
On korača po tebi.
Why don't you bring some unfortune for him?
Zašto ne doneseš neku nevolju za njega?
I said, Saturn, I can only bring unfortune if I look at someone. But he has put me on his as a step. He has used my back as a step.
I Saturn je rekao, ja mogu da donesem nesreću onome koga pogledam, a on korača po mojim leđima.
If he would turn me around, I can look at him and then he's finished.
Ako bi me nekim slučajem okrenuo na drugu stranu, onda bih mogao da ga pogledam i onda bi bio gotov.
I think you know that Saturn looks at every one of you for a minimum period of 7 years, and these are the very intense years in your life, the Shani period.
I mislim da vi već takođe znate da Saturn gleda na svakog od vas minimalno 7 godina i to je onda jako loš period i on se naziva Shani period.
I just come out of such a period.
I ja sam upravo izašao iz takvog perioda.
I lost a few teeth.
Izgubio sam nekoliko zuba.
It was intense.
Bilo je intenzivno.
Still living.
Ali još uvijek sam živ.
So Narayana Muni said thank you. He went to Ravan and said, "My dear Ravan, wouldn't it be nicer you step on the face of the planets instead of stepping on the backs when you go up on your throne? This would be more entertainment."
A onda Narada Muni rekao, otišao kod Ravane. U stvari prvo je rekao Saturnu, aha, hvala ti, sad znam šta da radim, i onda je otišao kod Ravana i rekao, Ravana, zar ne bi bilo više zabavno kad bi stajao na lica tih planeta, a ne na njihova leđa?
Ravan kaže, dobro ideja. And turned around the planets, and then when he ascended the next morning, he stepped on the chest and the chin of Shani.
I onda je Ravan rekao, to je dobra ideja, i onda je sledećeg jutra zakoračio pravo na grudi i na bradu Saturna.
Shani just looked at him.
I Shani ga je spalio svojim pogledom.
Oh, said Ravana, this was a very intense glance.
Rekao je Ravana, ovo je baš bio intenzivan pogled.
Then he got the idea, let me kidnap Sita.
I onda je dobio ideju, ma daj da ja kidnapujem Situ.
And then because he did that, he infuriated Rama, and Rama destroyed his whole country, his whole populace, and finally him, Ravan.
I onda je on oteo Situ, na taj način je naljutio Ramu i onda je Rama uništio čitavo njegovo kraljestvo i sve stanovnike i na kraju i samog Ravana.
This is our civilization, a civilization of increasing pride.
I to je naša civilizacija u kojoj se ponos samo povećava.
You know, in 1950 there was an investigation what were the biggest crimes committed in schools.
I 1950. je bilo neko istraživanje koji su najveći zločini koji su počinjeni u školi.
1950. It was
1995.
Chewing gum in the school class and then putting it under the table.
I otkrili su da je to bilo u pitanju žvakanje žvakaće gume i lepljenje ispod stola.
I know my table was, you know, just full with used up chewing gum, you know.
Ja se sećam da je moj sto bio prepun takvih žvaka zalepljen.
Then in 1990 they again made an investigation.
Aha, znači prvo je bilo istraživanje 1950, a onda 1990 napravili su novo istraživanje.
40 years later. Look at this impressive list.
I samo 40 godina kasnije pogledajte u ovaj impresivan spisak.
The greatest crimes were carrying and using guns.
Najveći zločini su bili nošenje i upotreba pištolja.
And committing rape in the school.
I silovanje u školi.
How much our culture has changed, we can see by how much our children have changed.
I koliko se naša kultura promenila, možemo videti po tome koliko su se naša deca promenila.
We have so much to learn from the old times, the culture of giving respect.
I mi imamo jako puno toga da naučimo od tih starih vremena o kulturi ukazivanja poštovanja.
Also in our ISKCON movement, we have at times not given sufficient respect.
I također u našem ISKCON pokretu mi smo imali vremena kada nismo ukazivali dovoljno poštovanje.
For instance, respect to women.
Naprimjer, poštovanje prema ženama.
It is recommended to respect women. I hope when the Matajis now hear these quotations, they won't become puffed up.
I preporučeno da se ukazuje poštovanje ženama, a ja se nadam da naše Matajis sad kad čuju ovu tvrdnju, da neće da se uzjogune.
It is stated in the... It is stated in the Brahma Vaivata Purana that if a man addresses someone as Mataji, that is a very respectful address, then Dharma has listened to that statement. They heard it.
I u Brahma Vaivata Purani se kaže da kada neko oslovi ženu sa Mataji, da ga je onda sam Dharma čuo.
And it is also said, a mother is equal to 10 fathers.
I također se kaže da je majka jednaka 10 očeva, je ista kao I 10 očeva.
Or the mother is equal to the whole earth.
Ili da je majka jednaka čitavoj zemlji.
She is above all others in terms of respect.
I ona se nalazi iznad svih po pitanju poštovanja.
There is no guru equal to one's mother.
I ne postoji guru koji se može meriti sa nečijom majkom.
You can consider your father to be fallen, but never your mother.
I možete smatrati vašeg oca za palu osobu, ali vašu majku nikada.
So in our movement, we have sometimes not offered enough respect to the women whom we see as mothers.
I bilo je vremena u našem pokredu kada nismo ukazali dovoljno poštovanja ženama koje vidimo kao svoje majke.
Yes, and therefore... Some consequences were also there.
I zato su tu postojali određene posledice.
So whatever the point is, we have to be aware of pride.
I tako da koja god je poenta u pitanju, moramo biti svesni ponosa.
Our Raghunathas Goswami prays in the Braj Bilas Stava that a devotee must always be aware that no pride overcomes him and stops him.
I naš Raghunadas Goswami kaže u Vrajvilas stavi da bhakta mora uvek biti svestan da ga ponos ne preplavi I ne zaustavi ga.
He says we are all on our spiritual journey and pride is one of the main, you know, gangsters who are giving us problems.
I on kaže da smo mi na našem duhovnom putu, a da je taj ponos upravo jedan od glavnih gangstera koji nas zaustavljaju.
He says, plunderers such as lust have bound me with the rope of pratishta, the desire for fame, this pride. Huh?
I on kaže da takav lopov poput ponosa me je vezao pratištom, tom željom, da dobijem poštovanje.
May the powerful devotees of Sri Krishna protect me by cutting the rope with which pride has bound me and annihilate those plunderers.
I on se moli I kaže neka me veliki bhakte zaštite I neka iseku te konopce kojima me ponos vezao I unište te lopove.
Imagine this, Dhammasetu. You are on your spiritual journey. You are crossing through the layers which cover you want to cross the layers which cover the material universe and go back to Godhead.
I samo zamisli, Dharmasetu, ti si na svom duhovnom putovanju I prolaziš kroz te različite omotače ka svom duhovnom cilju.
Yes, and on your journey there are plunderers who just wait to catch you and then then take all your wealth and then bind you and throw you in a dark hole.
I onda na tom putovanju se nalaze razbojnici koji jedva čekaju da te uhvate, da te orobe I da te bace u mračnu rupu.
Will you tolerate it?
Da li ćeš to da tolerišeš?
Of course not.
Naravno da nećeš.
I remember one year, I was performing my Kartik Vrata in a lonely place in Braj called Suryakund.
Ja se sećam da sam jedne godine imao svoju namvratu za vreme Kartika na jednom osamljenom mestu koje se zove Suryakund.
It was so romantic.
I bilo je tako romantično.
I would always stay on an island in a lake.
Ja bih uvek bio na jednom ostrvu usred jezera.
Where there was one broken down temple.
A gde se nalazio jedan porušeni tempel.
And I would chant there, and then up till noon, then devotees brought me some chapatis and you know, some normal meal, noon meal.
I ja bih onda mantrao na to mesto sve do podneva, kada bi vakte došli i doneli mi neki podnevni obrok.
And then I would eat my prasadam and give some of the prasadam to Herman. Herman was a tortoise.
I onda bih ja počastio taj svoj obrok i jedan deo prasadama dao bi Hermanu, to je bila jedna kornjača tamo.
Yes. Mm. Now one day the Brajmanda Parikrama, that's the Parikrama on which Radha Kripa last year went around Vrindavan, had invited me very lovingly to give a lecture or two in Varshana, where they were staying for Govardhan Puja.
I onda me jednom u toku tog meseca došao je Braj Mandal Parikram. To je jedan parikram koji se radi oko Vrindavana i onda su me oni zamolili da dam jednu dve lekcije dok oni ostaju u Varšani za vreme Govardhan Puja.
And I stayed the whole day there. Lecturing, dancing, singing, feasting, associating, and afterwards when the evening came I thought, oh, I want to go back to my island.
I onda sam ja tamo ostao čitavog dana i dao sam lekciju i pevao sam i plesao i častio prasadam i družio se, a onda sam na kraju čitavog dana pomislio, oh, ja samo želim da odem nazad na svoje ostrvo.
So the devotee said, don't go, it's evening and the gundas, that is the Vrindavan mafia, are catching all the cars and taking the people and taking all their money and so on.
I onda su mi bakte rekli, ali nemoj sada da ideš, zato što će te na putu presresti gunde, to vam je vrindavanska mafija, i onda oni orobe putnike i odvedu ih.
I think Nanda Dulal was there. At that time Gaurahari was not yet born. And Govinda Gopal was there. And we took one gunman with us.
I ja se sećam da je tog puta Nanda Dulal bio tamo. Gaurahari se još uvek tad nije rodio, a Govinda Gopal je takođe bio sa nama. I onda smo mi svi krenuli zajedno kolima i uzeli smo jednu osobu koja je imala sa sobom pušku.
So I feel extremely secure with these three men next to me.
I onda sam se ja osjećao ekstremno siguran sa ovom trojicom ljudi oko sebe.
So then when we just before Suryakund, it was only 5 more kilometers, two men came with a lantern on the street to wave down the car.
I onda na samo 5 km od Suryakunda, na sred puta su se pojavila dva čoveka koji su imali lampe i koji su namahali da zaustavimo kolo.
And Govindanandan immediately said the fateful word, the mafia.
I onda je Govindanandan rekao tu presudnu reč, mafija.
The gundas.
Gunda.
And it means first two people come with the 50 others in the bushes.
I on je rekao da su ovo samo dvojica, a da u žbunju iza čekaju njih još 50.
And we told to the driver, G, full gas.
I mi smo onda odmah rekli našem vozaču, punim gasom nazad.
And he went, but then we thought they usually put these roadblocks, you know, so you can't cross them with the car.
I onda smo mi odmah krenuli nazad, ali kao što znate, oni uglavnom stave blokadu na putu, tako da ne možete to da pređete.
Then I said, no problem, the gunman should now shoot.
I onda sam joj rekao, nema problema, sad bi ovi ljudi sa pištoljem trebali da pucaju.
But he was a typical Indian gunman, that means he had forgotten his gun.
Ali u pitanju je bio tipični indijski revolveraš, tako da on zaboravio svoj pištolj.
What do you expect?
Šta ste očekivali?
So the driver had the good idea. He just went back as the street before us was slowly crowding with mafiosos.
I onda je naš vozač imao ideju i on je polako počeo da se kreće unazad dok su se ovi revolveraši tamo spremali.
And then we just boom, drove back like a rocket to Varshana.
I onda smo se mi poput rakete uputili nazad ka Varshani.
Because if you fall into the hands of the gundas, you have no chance.
Zato što ako padnete u ruke ovim banditima, onda nemate šanse.
They scratch your face with knives, they break your bones, so that they want the novac.
Oni će izgrebati vaše lice noževima i polomiti vam kosti zato što žele novac.
And they do this and chant, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
I oni to rade i u isto vreme pevaju, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
So my dear devotees, we may laugh here about this situation because we are safe here.
I dragi bakte, mi možemo sada da se smejemo ovde tome zato što smo sada sigurni.
But how safe are we really on our spiritual journey?
Ali koliko smo zaista bezbedni na našem duhovnom putovanju?
Right in your hearts, there are many gunda towns.
I upravo u vašem srcu nalazi se prepuno gunda gradova.
Gunda Gradova, yes, towns, yes. The town of lust, the town of greed, and the town of pride. And they have many, many gundas who try to capture you as you are on your spiritual journey. Don't become overly afraid, Radha Kripa.
To su gradovi požude, gradovi zavisti, gradovi ponosa, i tu se nalaze jako puno tih bandita koji pokušavaju da vas orobe na vašem duhovnom putovanju.
We have no chance if we don't have the protection of the powerful devotees of Sri Krishna.
I mi jednostavno nemamo šanse ako ne prihvatimo moćnu zaštitu Krišninih bhakta.
Yes. So when we feel the pride coming, we must come into the association of devotees. We must learn from them, serve them. This is the best medicine against this terrible pride which will bind us and then throw us into a dark hole.
I kad god osjetimo da nam se taj ponos rađa, onda odmah moramo otići u društvo bhakta i jednostavno se družiti s njima i služiti, i to je jedini način da nas taj ponos ne baci u mračnu rupu.
We should learn to become respectful.
Trebalo bi da naučimo da odajemo poštovanje.
There are three types of giving respects.
I postoje tri načina odavanja poštovanja.
One is formal respect.
Jedno je formalno poštovanje.
The other is respect which we offer out of fear.
A drugo poštovanje je ono koje nudimo iz straha.
Here comes my superior. If I don't offer respect, I don't get any prasadam.
Uf, evo ne ilazi moj nadređeni sad, ako mu ne ukažem poštovanje, neću dobiti nikakav
prasad. But we should especially learn to offer respect out of spontaneous love.
Ali ono što bi zaista trebalo da naučimo jeste da odamo poštovanje iz osjećanja spontane ljubavi.
When you come to a superior Vaishnav, or if you come before God with your heart full of love.
Kada priđete naprednom Vaishnavi ili kada priđete Krišni sa srcem punim ljubavi,
then something will happen in the heart of that Vaishnava.
Onda će se nešto desiti u srcu tog Vaishnava.
Your respectful attitude will move his heart.
I vaše raspoloženje puno poštovanja će pokrenuti njegovo, dotaći njegovo srce.
Then the heart starts to move.
I onda njegovo srce počinje da se kreće.
And it makes waves.
I onda pravi talase.
And then these waves splash over and come to you.
I onda se ti talasi pokreću i dolaze do vas.
That is exactly what happens when you receive blessings. You get waves of mercy.
I to je u stvari ono što se dešava kada primite blagoslove. Jednostavno dobijete talase milosti.
If you stand before Krishna with spontaneous love, childlike love,
i ako stanete pred Krišnu sa tom spontanom ljubavlju koja je poput dečije,
and you sincerely try in your spiritual life, although you are not perfect,
i ako se iskreno trudite u svom duhovnom životu, iako niste savršeni,
you will move the heart of the Lord so that waves of mercy come flowing your way.
Vi ćete pokrenuti srce Gospodina tako da će talasti milosti zapljusnuti vaše srce.
Formal respect and respect out of fear doesn't move waves of mercy.
I ovo formalno poštovanje i poštovanje iz straha ne mogu pokrenuti talase milosti.
How do you react if someone is like, oh, like this before you, you are very great, you are very great, you are very great.
I kako biste vi reagovali kada bi neko stao pred vas i rekao, ti si jako veliki, ti si jako veliki, ti si jako veliki.
If we are like this before God, oh yes, he is not very much moved.
I ako mi takvi stanemo pred Boga, on nije jako mnogo dirnut.
But if there is spontaneous love, oh, he is so much moved.
Ali ako postoji spontano osjećanje ljubavi, on je tako jako dirnut.
Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur will say, says how this works, that the Lord will see, my devotee is trying to do bhakti.
I onda Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, on kaže, kako će Gospodin gledati? On kaže, o, moj bhakta, on pokušava da uradi neku, da osjeti bhakti.
My devotee is still a little bit covered.
Moj bhakta, on je još uvek malo prekriven.
But he's trying.
Ali on se trudi.
And then waves of mercy come flashing from the heart of the Lord.
I onda će ti talasi milosti krenuti iz srca Gospodina.
That's why Srila Prabhupada often said, don't try to see God.
I zato je Srila Prabhupada često govorio, nemojte pokušavati da vidite Gospodina.
Try to act in such a way that God sees you.
Pokušajte da delujete na taj način tako da Bog vidi vas.
I wanted to come to an end today.
Sada bih želela da dođem do kraja.
By reading you something which I feel very, very enlightening.
Tako što ću vam pročitati nešto zašto smatram da je jako prosvetljujuće.
It is, you know, let me ask like this, Hare Krishna, dobro došli. Have you ever felt in your heart a feeling to criticize higher persons than you, superior persons than you?
I hajde da vas prvo upitam na ovaj način. Da li ste ikada u svom srcu osjetili tu želju da kritikujete osobe koje se nalaze na višem položaju od vas?
I think this is part of our nature.
I ja mislim da ovo je jednostavno deo naše prirode.
And this comes from one cause which I would like to read for you.
A to dolazi od jednog uzroka i to bih želeo da vam pročitam.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, Thakur said, from the wicked thought that I'm the equal of the guru and to real Vaishnavas, the offense of disrespecting superiors gives us strength. When we have respect to Vaishnavas, then grief, illusion and fear go far away.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur je rekao, o te pokvarene misli da sam ja jednak sa svojim gurujima i sa stvarnim Vaishnavama, uvreda nepoštovanja onih koji su superiorni dobija snagu. Kada imamo poštovanje za Vaishnave, onda žaljenje, iluzija i strah odlaze daleko od nas.
We must be careful that we don't try to see ourselves as equals to the gurus and the real Vaishnavas.
I tako da mi moramo biti jako pažljivi da ne vidimo sebe kao jednake sa gurom I sa stvarnim Vaishnavom.
It is safest to always consider ourselves as servants of the guru, gurus and the Vaishnavas.
I mnogo je bezmednije smatrati sebe uvek slugom gurua I Vaishnava.
Disrespect comes when we think ourselves to be equal.
A nepoštovanje dolazi od toga kada smatramo da smo mi jednaki sa njim.
But when we stop this illusion that we are equal to the Vaishnavas and the gurus, then we can offer respect to Vaishnavas.
Ali kada zaustavimo tu iluziju da smo mi jednaki sa gurom I sa Vaishnavama, onda to poštovanje dolazi.
When we think you are so high and I am here where I am.
Kada mislimo ti si tako uzvišen, a ja sam ovdje gdje jesam.
At that time we will become free from grief, illusion and fear.
I u to vrijeme mi ćemo postati slobodni od žaljenja, od iluzije I od straha.
I have seen this always in my own relationship with my own spiritual master.
I ja sam ovo uvek video u svom odnosu sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem.
The moment I find in my heart the attitude of thinking you are so wonderful, Srila Prabhupada, and you said things so wonderful.
I u onom trenutku kada bi u svome srcu našao misao ti si tako divan, Srila Prabhupada, I ono što ti kažeš je tako divno.
All my illusion and maybe fear or insecurity immediately goes away by simply adoring the higher personalities.
I onda u tom istom trenutku sva moja iluzija, moj strah I moja nesigurnost bi nestali jednostavno tim činom obožavanja osobe koja mi je nadređena.
So, all right, this was the most difficult session for me.
U redu, ovo je bila najteža lekcija za mene.
Because it was a little theoretical.
Zato što je bila malo teoretska.
And I know that you are burning to hear now the practical aspects of the seminar.
I ja znam da vi sada gorite želje da čujete najzad I praktični deo ovog seminara.
And I also want to say, tell them to you. But I felt I needed to put the principles clear first.
I ja isto tako jako želim da vam ih kažem, ali sam imao osjećaj da prvo treba da stavim te principe.
I wanted today to talk about the culture of respect, really.
I u stvari danas sam želela da govorim o kulturi poštovanja.
The idea for this lecture came when I was on pilgrimage to Muktinath, high in the Himalayas in Nepal.
I ideja o ovom predavanju mi se javila kada sam bio na svom hodočašću u Muktinath, u visokim predelima Himalaja u Nepalu.
I had run out of water.
I meni je nestalo vode.
And I saw some water coming from the hill.
I onda sam video vodu koja se spuštala niz brdo.
And I wanted to drink it, but first I wanted to know if this is drinking water, so I asked the locals.
Ja sam poželao da popijem tu vodu, ali sam prvo htjela da znam da je to voda koja je dobra za piće, zato sam upitao lokalne stanovnike.
Because when you drink the wrong water, you can spend the rest of your journey on the toilet. 1 week on the toilet, you can have your tent and mosquito tent and everything there.
I zato što u Indiji ako popijete pogrešnu vodu, onda možete da provedete ostatak svog hodočašća čitavih nedelju dana jednostavno u WC-u I da postavite tamo svoj šator I mrežu za komarce.
And the people said, yeah, best drinking water.
I onda su ti ljudi rekli, da, to je najbolja voda za piće.
I said, why? What can you somehow encourage my faith?
I onda sam ih ja upitao, a zašto? Da li biste mogli nekako da ohrabrite moju veru?
Now, I had expected they would show me now a filter.
I onda sam ja očekivao da će mi oni pokazati filter.
Because they were so convinced that this is best drinking water.
Zato što su jednostavno bili tako jako ubeđeni da je to najbolja voda za piće.
But they showed me a little deity of Lord Buddha who was just standing next to the water.
ali oni su mi pokazali na malo božanstvo gospodina Bude koje se nalazilo pored vode.
And with very great happiness in their faces they said, you know, Buddha is taking care of this water. It's best.
I oni su sa velikom radošću na svojim licima rekli, Buda se brine o ovoj vodi, zato je ona najbolja.
Do you have belief in Buddha or no?
Da li ti imaš vere u Budu ili ne?
I drank the water.
I onda sam ja popio vodu.
Of course.
Naravno.
When you so I could understand these are the old times of giving respect to superiors and then everything is all right.
Jer sam shvatio da se ovdje radi o toj staroj kulturi odavanja poštovanja onima koji su na višem položaju i zato je onda, zato sve onda funkcioniš.
We have lost our relationship with superiors in our modern culture.
I mi smo jednostavno izgubili naš kontakt sa onima koji su nam nadređeni u ovoj modernoj kulturi.
Instead of bowing down to Buddha and respecting Buddha, we respect the water filter.
Umjesto da poštujemo Budu i da mu odajemo poštovanje, mi odajemo poštovanje filteru za vodu.
So if you can bring yourself back to this respectful culture, you again come into the higher connection.
Tako da ako možete sebe ponovo dovesti do ove kulture poštovanja, onda možete ostvariti tu višu povezanost.
You will actually come into the higher connection and experience protection.
I onda kada ostvarite tu višu povezanost, onda možete da iskusite zaštitu.
But with this disrespect for culture, we have no connection, not even to nature.
I u ovoj kulturi koja nema ni malo poštovanja, mi nemamo zaštitu čak ni prirode oko nas.
What to speak of great souls and God?
A šta reći o velikim dušama i o Bogu?
And therefore we lack the protection of God and great souls and also nature. Nature has turned against us.
I zato nama i nedostaje zaštita velikih duša i Boga i prirode koja se okrenula protiv nas.
Due to our disrespectful attitude, our own bodies and minds have turned against us.
I zbog našeg stava prepunog nepoštovanja, čak i naše telo i naš um su se okrenuli protiv nas.
Our modern culture has totally violated the laws of God.
Naša moderna kultura je potpuno prekršila zakone Boga.
In our ISKCON movement, small ISKCON movement, we try to institute this culture of respect again.
I u našem malom pokretu u ISKCON-u mi pokušavamo da ponovo uspostavimo ovu kulturu poštovanja.
It's not always easy because the sometimes superior people have disappointed us.
I to nije uvek lako zato što se dešavalo da su nas osobe koje su na višem položaju da su nas izneverile.
But let us not lose the principle. Let us therefore not lose the principle out of sight.
Ali to nije razlog da izgubimo taj princip iz vida.
Yes, the principle we will need when we will now when we start tomorrow to explain where the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow is Radhastami. When we start to explain from where we can get blessings.
I ti principi su nam potrebni da bismo dan nakon sutra, nakon Radhastamija, mogli da saznamo odakle možemo da dobijemo te blagoslove.
I want to now see if you have any questions. Damoda Prema had a question. Our Dvija Nayaka has a question. And our Mataji has a question. Your good name? Shyamanandini, wonderful. Yes, Damoda Prema Prabhu. Here comes your personal microphone.
I wanted to ask you one question about this showing respect to superiors. in of course in our movement, in our communities. Actually, I would like to ask you if you could answer from your huge experience, also practical experience, and of course from the point of the Shastras that you also cited. For example, when we see that our superiors or devotees who are much more advanced than us, even gurus, when we see that, for example, sometimes or happens that sometimes they do or how to say represent one idea that we don't agree with. You know, we think it's wrong. That's actually, from our perception, we think it's wrong. It will have bad consequences if we support mm-hmm. this idea, which this spiritual authority is, how to say, representing. And at the same time, as you mentioned or quoted the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, we should always respect this superior authorities. But at the same time, what is actually the real respect and what is humility? Can we always say, yes, Guru, yes, whatever you say, I will do? Because somehow, in my understanding, sometimes it comes to me, it's like a blind following. At the same time, we have to be careful not to make offenses to the spiritual authority. So I think there is some...
Very good question, Damodar Prema. Very good question. Very relevant also in modern times here. Yeah. Would you like to say it in...
Yes. Okay. Znači, ja sam pitao Maharaja ako može nešto iz svog stvarno velikog iskustva da nam odgovori i naravno iz svog iskustva i sa aspekta šastra. Kada recimo imamo u našem pokretu, u našoj zajednici, imamo duhovni autoritet, neko ko nam je nadređen, znači duhovno napredni, definitivno duhovni autoritet. I sada ta osoba recimo zastupa nešto sa čime se mi ne slažemo i što mi mislimo da je pogrešno i što će imati loše posljedice recimo za nas. Sad šta uradi u takvoj situaciji? S jedne strane trebamo poštovati takvu osobu, slijediti znači, a s druge strane kako da uvijek kažemo džaj guru, šta god ti kažeš, sve ću učiniti, nema problema. Jednostavno je, s jedne strane, meni u mom razumijevanju to izgleda kao slijepo slijeđenje. A s druge strane, evo, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati kaže, opet treba odati poštovanje takoj osobi, jednostavno uvažavati. Pa šta uraditi u takvoj situaciji?
Yeah. The same question was once asked by a representative of about 80 brahmacharis to Radhanath Maharaj in Mumbai.
I ovo isto pitanje je bilo jednom postavljeno od strane 80 brahmacharija u Bombaju Radhanath Maharaj.
See, there all the Prabhupada disciples are always very much welcome.
I tamo svi Prabhupadovi učenici su jako dobrodošli.
Now, some of the old Prabhupada disciples have taken drugs.
Međutim, neki od tih Prabhupadovih učenika...
After the initiation, not before, after. Yeah.
Neki od tih Prabhupadovih učenika su čak uzimali droge i to nakon inicijacije.
Some have a long hair, a lot of beard.
I neki od njih imaju dugu kosu i veliku bradu.
And yes, have visited certain ladies whose love is viable.
I posjećivali su razne dame čija ljubav može da se kupi.
And it was known.
I to je poznato.
But Radhana Maharaj had told all the God brothers are to be worshipped like the Guru himself.
Ali Radhana...
The God brothers of the Guru have to be worshipped like the Guru himself. What should we do, said the Brahmacharis.
Ali Radhanath Maharaj je rekao svojim učenicima da svi God brotheri, sva braća po Bogu, jednog gurua, njima se mora ukazati isto poštovanje kao i samom guru. I šta sada mi da radimo, pitali su Brahmacharji.
And I felt Radhanath Maharaj gave a very good and balanced answer.
I ja osjećam da je Radhanath Maharaj dao jako dobar i uravnotežen odgovor.
If we can learn the good things from them.
Mi možemo da naučimo dobre stvari od njih.
Because you will see all my god brothers when they talk of Prabhupada, they get tears in their eyes. Prabhupada had so much affected their lives.
Zato što svi vi možete da vidite kada moj god, kada moje braće po Bogu pričaju o Šila Prabhupadu, oni svi imaju suze u očima, zato što je Šila Prabhupada ostavio tako jak uticaj na njih, utisak na njih.
They were very attached.
I oni su jako vezani bili i još uvek su.
Yes. But some are also human beings. I mean, some weaknesses are there.
Ali pošto su isto tako ljudi, onda su tu i neke neke slabosti.
So when you see this in superior people, you can respect this. Respect whatever they are good in.
Tako da kada vidite takve osobe na višem položaju, onda možete da poštujete šta god to da je dobro u njima.
For instance, I often meet these entertainment stars.
Na primjer, ja često srećem neke zvezde iz sveta, kako se to kaže? Zabavljač.
I know very well Nina Hagen, who does sometimes some wild activities.
I ja jako dobro poznajem, na primjer, Ninu Hagen, koja jako često radi neke divlje delatnosti.
And I can respect her for her nice singing.
Ali ja mogu da je poštujem zbog njenog lepog pevanja.
Very melodically. And but there may some activities may not be so respectable. Yeah.
I ako ona jako melodično peva, neke njene druge aktivnosti nisu baš za poštovanje.
The example is not so good in this context, but I believe you understand what I wish to say.
I ovaj primjer možda nije dobar baš u ovom slučaju, ali mislim da shvatate šta želim da kažem.
So you have to be a little selective then.
Tako da onda moramo da uključimo neku diskriminaciju.
And when you feel it is a little difficult to use the discrimination, then you ask other devotees and then you know.
A onda kada osjećate da je teško uključiti u to neku diskriminaciju, onda treba da pitate druge bhakte i onda ćete znati.
But many times it's quite clear.
Ali jako često to je jako očito.
You disagree without losing the respect for that which is respectable.
Znači da jednostavno ode... Sorry.
You disagree without losing the respect for that which is respectable.
Znači vi se ne slažete sa svim tim, a u isto vreme ne gubite poštovanje za ono što je vredno poštovanje.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right, isn't it, Amara? One feels very, oh God, yeah. Otherwise it becomes a sector, you know. I sir, I don't believe it's right what you say, but I sir. Yeah.
To zvuči logično.
So our Dvija Nayaka, you will be now on the tape. Or whatever it is.
This is not a question from yesterday for today, but it's what of connection with this which said Damodar Prema Prabhu. Actually, there is another one statement of Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in which he said that, because in this statement he said we should respect real Vaishnavas and Gurus. In another place he said that there are persons who are just by dress Vaishnavas, or they're demanding respect because of their position or something like that. But they are not really by the behavior and the qualities real Vaishnavas. They are often very envy and like that. And Shiva Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur warned us that that we should give to that such a kind of person a general respect which we have for all living entities, that we will have respect for them. But if we put our faith in them and worship them, that will not be good for our... Actually, that will decrease our devotional service. And when you ask ask this question that we sometimes criticize our authorities. I remember the at least first 6-7 years in my devotional service, I really didn't have that idea in my mind, because really always painted everyone and everything like rosy. Everything is like in the scriptures, and even if I if something about around me obviously different, I will always look like as I liked or I should suppose to see. And I have also that experience that is not so give me a good result for my devotions. It's, of course, there's many good parts from that. So, if you like to comment a little bit of this, you already mentioned this discrimination, mm-hmm. And also like conclusion about this, Srila Prabhupada said demanding and commanding respect. Mm-hmm. Should we really ask for demand respect, or we should by our behaviors and our saintly character and behavior, get respect naturally. In, at least in Vedic culture, it's going on like that. Pardon. Dakle, Shiva Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, ima jednu drugu kotaciju koja je u ovom izvodu koji je Sachinand Maharaj naveo, je rečeno da trebamo imati respekt prema pravim Vaishnavama i guruima, u što nema sumnje. Međutim, on kaže na drugom mjestu da postoje ljudi koji zahtijevaju respekt zbog nekakve pozicije i nekih drugih stvari, kao na primjer rođenje u brahmanskoj obitelji i slično. I međutim, nemaju kvalitete i odlike onih koji zahtijevaju. I on nas upozorava u to da takvim ljudima trebamo odati generalno poštovanje koje odajemo svim drugim živim bićima, znači taj poštovanje prema svima trebamo imati. Međutim, ako se predajemo takvim ljudima i ako ih obožavamo, onda u stvari to neće biti dobro za naše predno služenje, već će se ono umanjiti. S druge strane, rekao sam da sam, sjećam se, Maharaj je pitao da li neka kritiziram autoritete, i sjećam sam se recimo jednog perioda 6-7 godina u svom dvodijskom službi gdje jednostavno nisam imao sam uvijek ono šastičku viziju, uvijek sam sve onako farbao u rozo. Kad bi vidio čak neke stvari koje nisu u redu, ja bih rekao ne, to nije tako, to mora da je onako kako bi trebalo biti i slično. Gdje sam brajšu ljudi, naravno kasnije se uspostavio da to nije tako i kažem da to nije baš donijelo nekakve posebno dobre rezultate za moj duhni život. Naravno, bilo je dobrih stvari zbog toga što sam bio imao respekt na njima, ali generalno se nije pokazalo kao savršeno. I kao zaključak sam pitao o onom principu koji Šiva Prabhupada kaže da ne bismo trebali zahtijevati poštovanje, već jednostavno svojim djelovanjem i svojim kvalitetama i odlikama ga prirodno zaslužiti.
This was a long question. I think I have answered the first part of your question by saying that discrimination is necessary.
Ja mislim da sam odgovorio na prvi deo tvog pitanja time što sam rekao da je diskriminacija neophodna.
And my second part of the second part of your question is certainly right. If we do follow unqualified people, we go the benefit is not so good.
A što se tiče drugog dela pitanja, svakako da ako sledimo ljude koji nisu kvalifikovani, onda nećemo dobiti odgovarajuću dobrobit.
So you have asked the longest question and I have given the shortest answer.
Tako da si ti postavio najduže pitanje, a ja sam dao najkraći odgovor.
I cannot comment any more on it. It's very clear. Yeah.
I ja ne mogu da dam nikakav drugi komentar na to pitanje zato što je jako jasno.
Yeah. You're correct, Dvijanaika. Now I have to, Maharaj, you can park your question, please. It's 7:05. I want to just say two things. In tomorrow is a festival day, our Srimati Radharani's appearance day is there, and the devotees will make a quiz this evening. Which it's a special quiz I heard, which will prepare you for tomorrow. It will be obviously in the local as in Serbian or in Bosnian and in Croatian language, Actually, we should maybe develop our own language, because we don't believe so much in borders. what else did I want to say? Oh yeah, but this is, I think I make this announcement a little later because it's on the 7th, isn't it? No one will remember. I put it here. I must thank you very much for coming to this seminar. I'm a little bit sorry. I could see that not all the points were very interesting to all of you. I'm very sorry, but I feel it's important for our journey, so to say, to go also through this principle of giving respect, because I did see this so much in Srila Prabhupada's life, how he would respect elderly people, for instance. He would respect he talked to an old person, a gardener, and said, what is your secret about how do you keep your teeth? Because in old age the teeth are loosening. And then Prabhupada said, I have also a secret, and he talked about his special tooth cream, and he said, look, I have all my teeth, you know. Prabhupada had this way of being just very respectful to all kinds of people, although maybe that person, the gardener, was not keeping all the four regulative principles and so on.
A sada bih želela da najavim, znači, sutradan je dan pojave naše Šrimati Radharani, i zato ćemo večeras imati jedan kviz, i čuo sam da je on jako specijalan po tome što će nas u stvari na neki način pripremiti za ovaj festival, i naravno bit će na srpskom jeziku, mada bismo mi mogli da napravimo neki naš jezik, pošto mi bakte baš ne poštujemo ove granice koje postoje. I ono drugo što sam želela da kažem jeste da sam videla da vam možda nisu baš sve poente iz ovog predavanja bile jako zanimljive, ali sam sa druge strane mislio da moramo da pređemo neke principe koje za seminar. I now I forgot.
I saw in Prabhupada's example being so respectful.
Zato što sam video Šila Prabhupada koji je uvek bio jako pun poštovanja prema osobama koje čak možda i ne slede četiri regulativna principa, na primjer kao kada je sreo jednog baštovana, i pošto je taj baštovan bio jako star, Šila Prabhupada ga je pitao, a koja je to tvoja tajna da imaš još uvek sve zube zdrave? I onda su razgovarali, Šila Prabhupada mu je rekao, da, ja isto imam svoju tajnu pastu za zube i još uvek imam sve zube.
Yes, so Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sisi Radha Rama.